Each object they found was from a different era in Ur's past, rather than all of them dating to the time when the palace was built. Why would this apparently random mix of objects, with hundreds of years between them, all be together in one room? The excavators were facing an archaeological puzzle. Every archaeological dig begins on the surface. In a previously undisturbed site, the land looks distended, like a belly pregnant with possibility. Maybe only a broken brick, jagged pottery shards, and flecks of bitumen hint at what lies below the layers of sand and soil. It is these hints, however, that show that the mound of earth, or tell in Arabic, is not a geological feature of the landscape. It is not a hill or some other thing that has almost always been there. Beneath this unassuming mass of dirt lie multitudes of stories that time has buried. At a dinner many years ago, a man I barely knew asked me why we had to dig to find archaeology. It felt a bit like he was annoyed at me personally that the field of archaeology was not easy. Why are the buildings not on the surface? Why is this stuff so deep and difficult to get to? Every question in what quickly began to feel less like a conversation and more like a cross-examination had the same frank answer. People's stuff. Wherever there are people, there is their compacted trash. A mud house gets rebuilt atop the foundations of an older, crumbling one. The broken bits of the inhabitants' things get buried under the new building, or over time spill into the road outside. And that road gets repaved a few inches higher than the previous road, over and over again, locking into place clues about the people who inhabited each layer. In the case of Ur, deposits reach 65 feet below the visible hints at civilization on the surface. Archaeologists love exactly this kind of garbage. An archaeologist 5,000 years from now, sifting through my bin, would find, among other things, some overzealous Amazon packaging, the discarded top of a yogurt pot, and an empty packet of dog treats. They might conclude that I had a more or less domesticated dog, was not lactose intolerant, and worshipped a deity called Amazon, whose iconography included a faceless smile capped by an arrow at one end, or, according to comedian Jimmy Kimmel, a stylized penis. You can learn a lot about a culture from the things its people throw away, and the layers left behind are precisely why we have to dig. But some monuments tower so high that they remain immune to the accumulation of detritus from the lives of those long since dead. In the case of Ur, the stepped pyramid, called a ziggurat, never fully disappeared under the dirt like much of the city. Thousands of years after its first bricks were laid, it still stood, with less obvious buildings buried at its feet. The princess's palace had been built in its shadow in the 6th century BCE, when the princess was alive and Ur was a flourishing city in a region known as Mesopotamia, a name that comes from the Greek meaning between the rivers, as the area was nestled between and around the fast-flowing River Tigris and the languorous Euphrates. The name for the region in Arabic, Bilad Bayn al-Nahrain, the land between two rivers, also invokes the Tigris and Euphrates, highlighting the importance of these life-giving bodies of water to the many ancient civilizations that rose and fell here over millennia. But while the palace dated to the 6th century BCE, the collection of objects found within the room all came from wildly different eras. Excavators found a small, dark stone obelisk dating to around 1400 BCE, almost a millennium before the palace was built. The stone was carved with the iconography of various deities, symbols, and mythical monsters, and it recorded a long-dead man's ownership of property in the city, like an illustrated stone title deed. Elsewhere in the room was an even older item, a cone made from clay and covered in the wedge-shaped characters of cuneiform script, the writing system used throughout ancient Mesopotamia. The inscription, written around 1900 BCE, commemorated some building work by a man named Kudur Mabuk, who dedicated the home improvements to the gods. Dating to the same era, the excavators found several clay tablets with the telltale, messy handwriting of young kids, typical school exercises, pressed into clay. As the team continued, they also found part of a statue of a king known to have ruled around 2100 BCE, as well as the round granite head of a weapon called a mace, which appeared to predate both the clay cone and the statue fragment. How did these objects, with thousands of years between their original makers and their final resting place, come to be here? What circumstances could have led to such a disparate collection of objects under a single roof?